USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Polls have closed in Georgia in the two Senate runoff elections. Officials in the state expect the majority of results on Tuesday night, but say that it may be a while before final results are known. The final tally could change the balance of power in the Senate and affect how much Congress gets done in the next several years. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox News his fellow Georgians are well aware of what's at stake.
People understand what's at risk here. They understand that the balance of power lies in the state of Georgia in these two elections today in this runoff. They understand that the House is going to be under Democratic control. They understand there's a possibility that the White House will be under Democratic control. And because of that, they understand how important it is for us to elect these two Republican senators to the United States Senate so that we have a backstop here.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Congress will adjourn a joint session Wednesday to certify the electoral vote count, as a movement among Republicans to challenge that vote count continues to grow. On Monday night, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler announced that she would add her name to the list of lawmakers expected to make an objection. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News that the only way to deal with the irregularities that arose in the November election is to start investigating.
We've just gone through 4 years where Democrats and the extreme left simply did not acknowledge President Trump as the legitimate president. And now here we are because of COVID, because of a more than doubling of the number of absentee ballots, while at the same time Democrats pushed the envelope, relaxing standards. There are some real problems here, and the problem's not going away. The only solution I can come up with is investigate, explain, be transparent, but sweeping this under the rug, as many people want us to do, simply won't work.
The leader of the group of objecting senators, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, will reportedly issue a challenge to Arizona's slate of electors. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgians headed to the polls on Tuesday to decide the balance of power in the Senate, as two seats hung in the balance. About 3 million people voted ahead of Election Day, whether through in-person early voting or mail-in balloting. The two Democratic challengers are trying to unseat a pair of incumbent Republican senators, something that Georgia Republican Congressman Jody Heiss doesn't see happening. He tells CBS News that he's confident that the state will remain red.
Well, I'm totally confident that Georgia is red by about 5 points. The problem has been what our Secretary of State allowed to happen with the absentee ballots going out to everyone on the voter registration file. And then, of course, that file is inaccurate, probably in the ballpark of about 10%. So therein lies the problem. But there's been a lot of activity, as you mentioned. Both sides are out there working hard, and I believe at the end of the day, it's going to be a good day. But, of course, we're all watching not only the balance of power in the Senate is at stake at this, but the entire political philosophy of our country, be it freedom or socialism, is at risk. And I believe the Georgians are aware of that.
The New York Stock Exchange has changed its mind about dropping three Chinese companies, despite an executive order from President Trump. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.